Techno Progressivo. You are listening to Techno Progressivo on 101.9 CITR in Vancouver.
Okay, welcome to Techno Progressivo. I'm DJ Wah. You're listening to 101.9 CITR here in Vancouver. The feature for tonight's show will feature the follow-up interview with my two guest mixers from last show. They are from the UK, and they are called Nanoplex. I will get to that shortly, but first, let's check out this week's tracks of the week. We will start off with Carlo Leo's mix of a Dashka track called Jazz. Enjoy this, and I'll be back in a bit.
Improvisation, it's creativity, it's expression. Yeah.
Okay, a couple of great tracks of the week there. First one was Dashka with a track called Jazz. Second one was from Acumen and Monastetic with their track Indie, featuring Simon Doty on the remix duties. That's out now on Sasha's Last Night on Earth label, serving as a perfect segue into tonight's Nanoplex interview as they discuss influences like Sasha, touring, and everything else Nanoplex. Full track list for this interview is available on Techno Progressivo's Facebook page. Enjoy this, and I will be back in a bit. This is DJ Wah speaking to Ben Coda and DJ Ipcress, who together make up the production duo Nanoplex. Over the past few years, this UK-based duo have played a list of gigs in the UK, Australia, Germany, and here in Canada. Individually, they've released on Baroque, Lowering the Tone, and Further Progression Records. Together, they've been released on Aboga and Aboga Tech. It's my pleasure to be speaking to them. This is Nanoplex. So to begin with, how did you guys connect and start producing together?
Chris, do you want to kick off with this one?
Yeah, well, we kind of met in 2012, really, through a mutual friend. Yeah, it was kind of over a love of a certain type of sound, really. I'd been DJing this progressive techno sort of sound in sort of psychedelic techno sound in London for about 4 years, and I was actually struggling to find new music, which really was kicking me. You know what I mean? And so over that kind of recipe we met, really, and we sort of decided that, well, if we can't find the music that we really want to DJ at the moment, why don't we make a sound which is sort of like a collaboration between the two of us, really.
And it kind of went from there, and we kind of hit the studio. I mean, when we started off, it was Ben Coda and Ipcress, and we didn't really come up with the name Nanoplex for about 6 months, something like that.
Wasn't it
2013? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So yeah, it was a little bit later. And then yeah, we've been focusing on the albums. Really, we're up to album number 3 now. About to start on album number 4. And I don't know if you kind of go through the roll of the albums, you can see that, like, you know, the sound is evolving, and we're kind of taking it to the next level with the next one. So yeah, it's been a good journey so far. It's going to get better.
So for both of you, can you tell me a time when you realized this was going to be more than just a hobby and you could actually make a legitimate career out of this?
I mean, I can start on that one if you want. It's always been a career for me. Yeah, I started playing piano when I was 6, got into guitar at 13. So music is my life, essentially. I mean, I've had to juggle it with a day job to make ends meet. But it's always been a career for me, really. There's never been any question marks about it, I guess.
Yeah, for myself, I think I'm coming up to almost 10 years of working just in the music game, really. I work for, my main thing is festivals and stuff and marketing for music festivals and DJing. But the obviously it's been very inspiring being involved, you know, in setting up this project with Ben, really. It's been a massively inspiring thing to go around the world and suck up all the influences that we get to suck up when we're playing gigs.
Absolutely.
It's been amazing.
Okay, when you guys are DJing, what is the equipment setup you perform with?
It depends whether we're doing a live show or sort of a DJ set, really. If we are doing more of a DJ set, then anything from CDJs right through to playing off the laptop, obviously. It's better when there's both of us there because we can do the full live set. So that involves drum machine, keyboards, you know, playing the tunes, but then triggering samples and loops and stuff on top to keep it kind of fresh. You know, it's never pre-planned. There's never sort of any pressing of spacebar, if you know what I mean. Yep. It's always kind of reading the vibe of the crowd and, you know, flowing with what the energy is on the dance.
Nanoflex has always been a live jam in terms of what we do. We talk about it almost backstage before we go up. It's like, how should we play this today? What should we do? It's something that we like to sort of literally get up there, look at everyone, make sure that we fill the crowd rather than any sort of planning. We know the music very well, so we can fit it together in a variety of different ways. So
you know, every gig's different, really. So it's kind of like, it depends on the energy of the dance floor, what time you're playing, whether you're playing in the daytime, whether you're playing at night time. And, you know, we've got kind of the ammunition at our disposal to be able to, you know, vibe with whatever vibe we need to now. So it's... from that perspective, it's great.
Okay, when you guys are producing music, which DAW do you use?
Logic, all the way.
Okay, yeah. And why?
Well, when I started off producing electronic music, I've used pretty much all of them now. Started off with Reason, onto Nuendo, then Cubase, then started working with Logic and kind of made the move over to the Mac. And obviously, Logic is Mac only now. So I just like the flow of Logic, kind of the vibe with it. You can kind of make, like, the inbuilt plugins are great. It's got a good workflow for me. You know, each one of the DAWs that you use, you know, it's the same. You can get the same kind of results from them, but Logic is the one that kind of clicks, really. It's mainly, I mean, as far as kind of, if you want to go techie about it, as far as like outboard gear and kind of it, like doing it in the box goes, most of it is in the box now. So I do a lot of production, and we do a lot of production, you know, with headphones on the move. Like it's great to be able to do. Got a few outboard synths that I use as well, like a Virus DI and a few other bits and bobs. But the technology has moved on so far now that you can actually make it sound warm and authentic and analog in the box, you know, through Logic. So.
Which do you feel more passionate about, DJing or producing, and why? And which do you find more challenging?
Chris, do you want to start? Do you want me to start?
Yeah, well, the DJ, I mean, I am very passionate about DJing. I think for me and Ben, I know I can speak for him in this sense because we talk about it a lot, that we really do enjoy the DJing side of it, because at the end of the day, it's the collecting of music. It's very inspiring for us in terms of producing and making Nanoplex. So it's something that I would never, ever lose. I do it less because of Nanoplex, but that doesn't mean we're not constantly evolving and collecting music. I'm a music collector fundamentally. That's what I like. I always have been since I was a kid. So it's something that's very, I'm very passionate about, and always will be.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I come from more of a musician kind of background, but then I started DJing about 23 years ago. So I've been DJing a long time. Also, you know, a complete music geek too. So it's kind of a good combination of that. I mean, I love the production. I had an interesting conversation the other day, which, you know, a lot of people like going on holiday. My holiday is actually sitting writing tunes. It's kind of my meditation, really. It's, you know, a lot of people want to go and sit on a beach. I want to sit in my studio writing tunes. I love that side of it. But then I also like going out and, you know, testing the tunes that I write on the dance floor and seeing the reaction they have, because there's a lot of intention behind the music. You know, it's there to kind of help people and raise people's vibe. And actually seeing that work on the dance floor, it's a magical thing, really. It's amazing.
Okay, recently you released an album titled Broken Britain, which is now out on Ibogatech. How was that experience? And you did mention this earlier, but how does your approach to making an album differ from making singles?
Well, with this one, it kind of evolved, really. I think with the last couple of albums, we had sort of a theme in mind when we were writing them. This one, we just went in and we wanted to write more of a kind of an album people would listen to at home, and also, you know, works on the dance floor too. As it was kind of evolving, the UK was breaking apart. We had Brexit and all this kind of stuff going on. And so it almost was a reflection of our experience as we were writing it over kind of like the year and a half, 2 years it took us to write it. So we didn't actually come up with the name until the end of the album. And so the last tune we wrote was the track Broken Britain, and we decided that would be a good name for the album. And so, you know, the theme of it is really about how the country has become divided now. And, you know, the message we want to put out is unity, really. So, you know, a lot of the messages in the album are uniting the country rather than this big division that's happened, which, you know, sucks, really. You know, it's a real shame.
You are currently halfway through a tour that has seen or will see you playing in France, England, Canada, Hungary, and Germany. How's the tour going?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it really started back in January, in essence, because even though the album hadn't come out, we were playing it pretty much from that moment onwards. So, yeah, we started in Australia for 4 or 5 weeks, and yeah, it's been a whole circle of the world, really, with gigs in Canada and bar fun places as Panama and South Africa and a lot of mainland Europe. So
it's been great. It's been really good.
It's been great. We played a variety of the music from the album in different ways and different orders and laid it out differently to different crowds, and it's been a good experience for sure.
Yeah, it's gone down really well, and the good thing about it is that it kind of crosses over from, you know, the festival world into the club world too. So it's the reach of it is kind of extending, if you see what we mean. And you know, the idea with the next album is to kind of evolve that a bit and see where we can go with it. Just kind of push the envelope out a little bit more. Thank you.
From September 26th to October 11th is the Vancouver International Film Festival. VIFF presents the world's best cinema fused with related talks and events in a unique Films Plus model. Annually, VIFF presents over 320 films and events, plays host to approximately 400 industry professionals from around the globe, and boasts the largest Canadian film program in the world. Tickets are on sale now. Go to VIFF.org or the Van City Theatre box office to purchase yours today. Wake up in June. Have you ever thought about going abroad to study, work, volunteer, or learn a new language? Mark Sunday, September 29th in your calendar and get down to the East Building of the Vancouver Convention Center to find out how. All the experts under one roof, top universities, gap year specialists, and student travel organizations. Feature seminar on scholarship starts at 12 noon and expo opens at 1 p.m. Admission is free. Check online at www.studyandgoabroad.com for more info.
I'm DJ Y. You're listening to Techno Progressivo on 101.9 CITR here in Vancouver. You have just finished the first part of my interview with Nanoplex. We are going to head off to the second part here. The first track on this half of the interview is called Electrocaution. Full track listed on Techno Progressivo's Facebook page. Enjoy part two, and I will see you in a bit. Are there any specific clubs or countries that really stand out as high points for this tour or any tours that you've done in the past?
That's such a hard question because they're all, we love them all. We don't want to kind of stick on. Australia's been great. The UK's always great. Azora was amazing in Hungary. You know, it's everything has its...
We had a really fantastic gig at the weekend, didn't we? Let's talk about that.
Also, yeah, I can't forget about that. That was in France, in the south of France, in near Marseille. It's called Insane Festival.
It was one of the best Nanoplex gigs we've done in a long time, actually. It's just
amazing.
I don't know why. Sometimes they're just great. Great sound system, great stage, great production, good crowd.
Well organized. Yeah.
It all came together really nicely, and we really enjoyed that one. We rarely meet at times, to be honest. It's like, wow, that was fucking great. You know?
Huge, great big rig, great monitors, you know, great vibes. It was awesome.
One of the best monitors ever.
Yeah, they're about the size of us. Right. I mean, the good thing about that, like, something that we do struggle with occasionally, and it's kind of like the whole, as a DJ, it's not an issue, but it's a shame, really, that you never get to hear, like, exactly what the crowd are hearing. But with these monitors that we have there, it was like being right in the middle of the dance floor. It was incredible. Yeah. We'll be right back.
Okay, now just a little bit of looking back on your career and what you think of DJing and electronic music. Can you name one or two producers or DJs whom you really admire and why?
I can start. I mean, one of the big influences for me, dance music-wise, was Sasha. He's always, for me, been ahead of the curve, like really, really pushing the envelope. His DJ sets are like meticulous, amazing. I learned a lot from him just studying the way that he mixes and puts tunes together. Apart from that, I mean, as far as kind of musicians go, I'd say someone like Jimi Hendrix, you know, his vibe is just electric, amazing, you know, really inspirational.
Yeah, I mean, it's difficult for me to know where to start with this. If we're going to the electronic side of it, I suppose we're looking at acts that really influenced the Nanoplex sound, in a sense, in the Kinds, which was one guy that I always used to DJ a huge amount of his music, and Matador, which is an Irish produced techno producer, who, in the early days of Nanoplex, he was sort of just blowing up, and he definitely influenced us. In various ways, and I often was known to drop a couple of his tracks in my DJ sets as well. Maybe even more. I mean, from that side of things, yeah, definitely those two guys stand out in my mind right now.
But I mean, there's so many, it's very hard to narrow it down to a couple, but
tastes are quite a lot further than just those sort of music that we produce.
Yeah, I think it's quite important to say that both of us listen to a hell of a lot of music, all different types of genres and everything. You know, there's no such thing as kind of there's no limits to what we listen to, as long as it's kind of good quality music. You know, we're very, very into all sorts. And I think that's what we wanted to do with this album, is get some more influences in. And that's what we want to do with the next one, is, you know, get even more influences in from various different areas. We'll be right back.
That sort of leads to the next and final question here, really, is what is your vision for the future for yourself production-wise and also in DJing?
We had a chat about this the other day. I think we're going to start the next album in September. We want to look at kind of making it a little bit more organic, I guess is probably the word for it. Getting some more kind of obvious messaging in there, maybe even working with some vocalists as well that we can have on stage with us to give it like a bit more of a frontman kind of feel to it as well.
Underworld.
Kind of vibes, yeah, like so that kind of thing, maybe, you know, maybe even like thinking about Left Field from the 90s, those kind of vibes. The thing that I've always found throughout my career is, you know, you get kind of to a point and then you're kind of stuck in a corner or in a box, and you can either stay in that box or step out of it and go in a different direction. So it's important to kind of get yourself somewhere and then keep on moving, if you see what I mean.
Is there anything release-wise or gig-wise that you'd like to promote right now?
Well, Ibogatech is the thing that we're promoting right now quite heavily, really.
We're just about, to be honest, go back to the studio and start pushing the next Nanoplex material out. That's definitely the plan between now and Christmas. We're doing a lot of gig planning right now. With there's lots of stuff going to come up regarding to that. We can't release it exactly right this second, but yeah, just watch your space, really.
Keep a Ibogatech crew. There's a lot of stuff coming. I think as well from us, an important part of what we're going to do with the next album is, you know, document the whole process of it, because it's something that we didn't really do with the past albums. I think it's good to create the story as we go through it. I think that'll be a really interesting thing to do and good for people to see as well, you know, kind of how it progresses. Every action is a reaction.
Okay, this has been Nanoplex. A selection of Nanoplex tracks and their Broken Britain album can be found on Beatport and at Bandcamp.com, a Juno download, Track Source, and Spotify. A full list of Nanoplex and related web links can also be found on Techno Progressivo's Facebook page. So, both of you, thank you very much for doing this.
I call it transcendence. Transcendence. I call it transcendence.
psytrance, hard trance, epic trance, acid trance, deep trance, hard dance, breakbeat. Every Sunday at 10 p.m. to midnight. Hosted by DJ Smiley Mike and DJ Caddyshack.
I call it transcendence. Keep your friends close, but your enemies closer.
We don't have many enemies here at CITR, but we do like to keep our friends close. And when you become a member of CITR, our friends are your friends. So join CITR today to get discounts at Audiopile, Red Cat, Vinyl Records, Hooked on Phono, Rufus Guitar and Drum Shop, Tapestry Music, The Cinematheque, Kerner's Pub, Stormcrow, The Pint, and Fortune Sound Club. For more info, visit CITR.ca/friends.
Okay, we are all done here for another episode of Techno Progressivo. A big thanks to Ben and Chris of Nanoplex for making themselves available to interview, and I hope you've enjoyed their album, Broken Britain. I hope you enjoyed it. Their album, Broken Britain, can be found on all the usual outlets. Full track list for the interview can be found on Techno Progressivo's Facebook page. As well, I've added on a large collection of Nanoplex and a Bogatech links for you to check out if you enjoyed the music that you were hearing there. So check them out. If you enjoyed the show and you want to check it out again in podcast form, you can do so either at iTunes or at CITR.ca under the Techno Progressivo show page. Up next is Transcendence with Smiley Mike, so check that out for your weekly dose of trance. I'm out of here, but before I take off, let me set the controls in the time machine for this week's track from the past. For this one, we're going to jump back in time 17 years all the way to 2002 for Barak's track Song from the Siren. This is Max Graham on the remix. Enjoy this. I will see you back here in 2 weeks for which I just realized will be my 8th anniversary show. So take care, and I'll see you then.